Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my Thursday podcast. Now, most of you will not be hearing this until tomorrow. And tomorrow, Friday, September the 11th, we mark the 19th anniversary of the awful terrorist attacks on America. I want us to spend some time in reflection. Just take a moment out right now and remember those who were lost on that day. And then ask yourself, are we any farther along in the road to peace worldwide? Are we doing those things necessary to provide peace and tranquility for all the citizens of this world? It is a deep question and one we need for our leaders to answer if we're to move forward into a world of mutual respect for each other's values and traditions and faith. Okay, let's see. Up to this point, what have we learned about the man Paul, who was also called Saul? In Acts 13:9, we read, "But Saul, who is also called Paul." Why those two names? Well, it's very simple, really. Saul of Tarsus was his Hebrew name, and Paul is the Greek equivalent of that, Greek being the language of the New Testament. But what did we learn? What have we learned about Paul? Well, first of all, when you read his words and the words about him, we come to the conclusion very quickly that Paul had a very strong personality. We learn that he was a brilliant orator. We also learn that his faith literally meant everything to him. Remember, he said that he was a Pharisee and he persecuted those early Christians. And then when he became a Christian, he became an apostle to the Gentiles. His faith meant everything. Also, along that same line, I think we can agree that loyalty was very important to Paul. This is basically why Mark was sent away on the trip that he made with Paul. Finally, we can, I think, agree that Paul was completely unafraid. We have Paul in Jerusalem today in our lesson, brought before the Jewish council. Listen to these words from Acts 23, verses 1 through 11. "And Paul, looking intently at the council, said, 'Brethren, I have lived before God in all good conscience up to this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, God shall strike you, you whitewashed wall. Are you sitting to judge me according to the law, and yet contrary to the law you order me to be struck?' Those who stood by said, 'Would you revile God's high priest?' And Paul said, 'I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.' But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, 'Brethren, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. With respect to the hope and the resurrection of the dead, I am on trial.' And when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For the Sadducees say there is no resurrection, nor angel, nor spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge them all. Then a great clamor arose, and some of the scribes of the Pharisees' party stood up and contended, 'We find nothing wrong in this man. What if an angel or a spirit spoke to him?' And when the discussion became violent, the tribune, afraid that Paul would be torn in pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for as you have testified about me at Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also at Rome." Now, did you notice in the beginning of this passage how skillfully Paul was able to get the two groups arguing with each other? He was a brilliant orator. Now, after this, we read about a conspiracy to kill the Apostle Paul. And the way that Paul found out about it was that his nephew heard about the plan to kill him, so he went to his uncle and the Roman tribune to tell them. So the tribune decided to take Paul to see the governor Felix in Caesarea. The Jews came and argued that Paul was an agitator and a ringleader of the Nazarenes, both of which probably were technically true. And then Felix called Paul over and asked him to answer the charges. Hear these words from chapter 24, verses 10 through 21. "And when the governor had motioned for him to speak, Paul replied, 'Realizing that for many years you have been judge over this nation, I cheerfully make my defense. As you may ascertain, it is not more than 12 days since I went up to worship at Jerusalem, and they did not find me disputing with anyone or stirring up a crowd, either in the temple or in the synagogues or in the city. Neither can they prove to you what they now bring against me. But this I admit to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything laid down by the law or written in the prophets, having a hope in God, which these themselves accept, that there will be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust. So I always take pains to have a clear conscience toward God and toward men. Now, after some years, I came to bring to my nation alms and offerings. As I was doing this, they found me purified in the temple without any crowd or tumult. But some Jews from Asia, they ought to be here before you and to make an accusation if they have anything against me. Or else let these men themselves say what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the council. Except this one thing which I cried out while standing among them. With respect to the resurrection of the dead, I am on trial before you this day." After this, Felix the governor decided that he wanted to curry favor with the important Jews rather than treating Paul fairly. So what he did was he just left Paul in jail for about 2 years. And then a new governor, Festus, came to town and asked for Paul to be brought to him. When Paul was brought to him, he told Festus that he had done nothing wrong. Festus then asked him, "So, Paul, do you want to go back to Jerusalem to face your accuser since you have done nothing wrong?" I think Paul instinctively knew that if he were to be sent back to Jerusalem, he would never make it to Jerusalem alive. But Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's tribunal where I ought to be tried. To the Jews, I have done no wrong, as you know very well. If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing in their charges against me, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then Festus, when he had conferred with his council, answered, "You have appealed to Caesar. to Caesar you shall go. Next week, we will conclude our study of the book of Acts, so read to the end of the book, where we will see Paul before King Agrippa, and then his trip to Rome. And Paul knows that once he has reached Rome, he has reached the center of the known world. And so he makes his witness there. Until next week, I wish you a good week. God bless. Stay safe. Be good to each other. Bye-bye.